Nice to talk with you. I see one of my acquaintances has been on your charts for a while, Jason Ray Welch.
Okay.
So great guy, man. Great guy. I was his drummer for a minute, but, you know, he's just a great guy, man. I think the world of Jason.
Yeah, he was, I haven't had him on a show, but he's been on the countdown. And I tell everybody that comes on the countdown, you're welcome to go on the show. When I started it, this is what it was. It was a way for artists and songwriters to get a little bit of recognition, sit down, talk music. And normally what we do here is, let me introduce everybody before we get started so I can record this. Everybody, this is the Georgia Songbirds, and we are here, Mr. Scott Blackman. And as you heard, we were talking a little bit, so I'll let him introduce himself here in just a second. But yeah, I was, when it got started, what we did is people would come up to the gazebo. I'm building a studio now, but you still can do the gazebo, and we'd talk like we're going to do today, and then they'd get to play, and they'd play live. And that was always one of my things. I wanted to play live. Well, Zoom, you can't because of the sound stuff into it. But everybody that's been in the countdown, like Jason, I tell you, you're more than welcome to come on the show. I talk to anybody.
And I know guys like me and musicians, we appreciate platforms. It's a really tough industry.
Mm-hmm.
I spent most of my career in coaching and athletics. And I tell people, recruiting, scouting, dealing with faculty, administration, students, and students' parents. I thought that was difficult. But the music industry has that beat. And then some.
So
I appreciate it.
Sure. I had a singer that used to sing with a band. His name is Alan. He, when he was with us, that's what he did. He was a coach. He did baseball and football, and he did mainly baseball. But I would think it the other way, that the dealing with the parents would get more on my nerves than dealing with the songwriters.
It can be touchy. So I'm excited to hear about your daughter with the wrestling. My son wrestled in high school 1 year, and then he said, "Dad, I'd like to try cross country." So he finished out the last 2 years cross country, and that was fine with me.
Yep. Probably didn't get hurt and not have to worry about as much stuff going through it. Like I said, Scott, what we're going to do, kind of always do it, just talk here, and we'll talk about whatever comes up. We'll talk music, of course, listen to your music. But tell everybody a little bit about you. Give them a background on Mr. Scott Blackman.
Well, Scott, I'm just a regular old guy. I'm from Greensboro, North Carolina. I spent the majority of my life in Greensboro, coaching and teaching at Guilford Technical Community College. And most of my family lives at the coast. So in 2013, I decided to move down towards Wilmington. And that's really when I decided to get into my music seriously. And I live right outside of Wilmington in Ocean Isle Beach, North Carolina, kind of halfway between Wilmington and Myrtle Beach. I can be in North Myrtle Beach in about 20 minutes. And it's a very busy town for music. So as of right now, I'm Scott Blackman from Ocean Isle Beach, North Carolina, and I'm glad to be here.
Well, I'm glad. And we talked a little bit about off air too. We were talking a little bit through text and stuff. But when you said, I was looking through your stuff, you said South Carolina in 20 minutes. I used to go, the family, we take family vacations. We'd go either to the Pigeon Forge, Gatlinburg, or Daytona, or Myrtle Beach. That was kind of our triad of stuff that we would go to.
Myrtle Beach is a great area. It's the Grand Strand, 60 miles to sand and sea, women, whiskey, and palm trees. That's how I describe Myrtle Beach.
The last time I went to Myrtle Beach, it was during a motorcycle rally.
Yeah, we just had bike week down here maybe 2 weeks ago. And for our third straight year, we did the Beach Harley Davidson, a really fun event. We had a tent this year. We've learned the last 2 years to get a tent. It's hot outside.
You know, Big Brother must be watching, because I just got a text. No joke, I don't know if you see this, from Hellbender Harley Davidson.
Yeah, there you go. Well, there's some great people. In fact, I've written a song that I forgot about until I was playing Beach Harley. And because life gets busy. But it's called Roll Harley Roll Just Ride. It's about Harley Davidson. I want to write about Harley Davidson's, and it started out about Harley Davidson, and it turns out to be about a girl named Harley who grows up riding on her dad's bike. And it's really beautiful towards the end when she's out there riding alone, thinking about her dad. So I can't wait to get that out. So it's real exciting.
How long have you been playing music and writing music?
I've been fooling around playing music and writing music most of my life. most of the time out in the shed or garage, far away from the house and away from my wife. I really didn't have any time to really start pursuing it until I retired and moved down here in 2013. And I really got serious in 2015. And there's two types of serious I consider in this business. And 2015 up until October, this past October 2022, I was all about party band, cover bands. Mm-hmm. Play any stage, anywhere. You know, get it. We were the top book band in 2021. North Carolina, South Carolina, Charlotte, Fayetteville, Raleigh, White Lake, Maiden Lake, Lake Wiley, Fayetteville, Benson, you name it. Towards October, our wives and my dogs kind of wanted me to slow down, and I really wanted to refocus on how I want to go forward at my age. Less the road and more getting my songs out.
Okay. Now, you mentioned cover stuff, because this comes up a lot on the show. Everybody who knows me knows how I feel about covers. I'm not a big fan of it. Just because I've been writing music, I'd rather play my stuff out. And if I'm going to a cover song, I'm like, I'm never going to be as good as the original. I don't even want to mess with it. You know, I'll change it and do stuff my way. So I always have a challenge, and you can do this if you want to. If you don't, that's fine too. There's no time limit on it. What I do is we're going to listen to some of your music here in a little bit. Mm-hmm. And it's going to make me think of somebody. And I'm going to give you a song to cover. And it could be, but do it your way. Don't do it like the original. Do it your way, however you want to. And then I'll put it on like TikTok and all that social media stuff. And if you don't want to do it, that's fine. You won't hurt my feelings, but it's fun. And you can, and I'll tell you the first person I've said this, but it's not the first person that told me. Give me one. I'll do it. I don't have any problem doing that. I had a lady send me she asked me to do, what was it? It was a ABBA song. Winner Takes All. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah. So we get that a lot. So last night we were playing the First Day of Summer, 69 out Oceanfront. Can you play Cyndi Lauper? Now, we've had a lot of requests, but no, we're not going to even attempt Cyndi Lauper. My biggest struggle really is I feel as other artists, and maybe with the artists we just talked about earlier, the biggest struggle, most people around, they just want to be in the band. They don't take it serious. Just play, you know, let's just party. You know, look at me. I mean, I'm guilty of that as well too, okay? But it's really hard to find the core group of guys that want to take. I have 107 songs, and 11 are, I think, are really good, and the rest are cheese, okay? But it's hard to find a core group of guys that have the same vision that I see. You know, I want to open up, you know, for bigger acts. I want to do an hour and 15 minutes of my own stuff. I have access to like three different bands, and it's just, I'm the only one that sees my vision. And so aside from the two different bands I'm in, and I do a little on the side, I mean, it's pretty much I'm walking alone right now on this. You know, it's like the songs are great, but everybody has their own issues in life. But it can be a very tough road. Just I really wish I could get a core group of guys that just like, all right, Scott, we want to just punch them. Let's go, you know. But you can't go wrong down around Myrtle Beach. People want to hear the party songs. I get it. You know, there's places we go in, they just want to hear country. Mm-hmm. Barefoot Landing, country. Okay, if I go to patios on the water where the gambling boats are, they're going to want 60s and 70s classic rock, you know. So that's the struggle. That's my biggest trouble is, you know, I can't play an instrument at one time and do everything. It doesn't matter which. I feel two different bands plus myself, and it's always, where's the money?
Right.
Hey, guys, let me go find the manager.
How many, you mentioned instruments, how many can you play?
Well, I'm a jack of all trades and probably a master of none. I'm pretty good, though. I grew up playing drums and piano in church.
Okay.
And I started in church on lights and sounds. And I, you know, very young, and then I made my way, finally got the squiggling on the seat. Church is very competitive. It really can be musically. And I squiggled in on the drums and piano every chance I, and then just working 27 years, and, you know, wife and kids, bills, mortgage. I just do it at home out in the shed. And then since 2013, I've picked up anything that can make a noise, and I have the time. That's another thing about bands. You know, to get out here and tour, you really have to be retired or be financially well off. It's hard to work a 40 or 50 hour a week job, have a wife, family, pets, mm-hmm. you know, the stresses of life, and get out here on weekends and really give it everything you got. I was blessed to be able to do that the last 3 years, more than most people. And I'm tired. And, you know, I have just a little bit, my vision is really to push my work out. That's where I'm at today. Sitting here in Ocean Isle Beach talking to Jesse in Georgia.
Well, let's listen to one of your songs. Which one do you want to do first?
Well, Myrtle Beach Memories. Are you going to play all three of them or just?
Yes, sir. We'll play all three. What I'm going to do is let me go ahead and share the screen. I know you sent me one. We can play that one at the end. I'm going to share the screen so you can see it. And just tell me which song you want to go.
Let's go with Myrtle Beach Memories because, interesting story. We have a lot of stories about playing. I can tell you a story about playing Fuquay Arena. We were doing Folsom Prison. We didn't know there was a railroad track behind the stage. And right during Folsom Prison, the train come through and slowed down. It's on Facebook on the video. It was doing its horn. Great. We didn't know the whole shape. Myrtle Beach Memories, I wrote about being the top book band in 2021 in Myrtle Beach. I was fortunate enough to play anywhere and everywhere. Barefoot Lane into the Bowery, Myrtle Beach Boardwalk, patios, hotos, motos, just nowhere we didn't play. Somebody always called, what are you doing? I'm southbound 17. I'm making Myrtle Beach memories. And like when we play Oceanfront, I'd see the kids playing in the sand and the mamas working on their tans. The song really came together quick. And it's just my story of playing music in 2021 all over Myrtle Beach. Myrtle Beach Memories.
I like it. Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to mute us and then I'm going to play it. So as soon as you hear it, just give me a thumbs up.
Kids playing in the sand today, mama working on that tan, oh yeah. Southbound 17, those southbound memories. Some I'll never forget, one or two just might regret. But the sun's up, I'm on my way, I'm making Myrtle Beach memories today. Remember Dad telling me, should have seen her, 63. She was a beauty on the strand, just a tanning out in the sand. And the sun's up, I'm on my way, I'm making Myrtle Beach memories today. I can still see her standing there, legs in the water and the wind in her hair, holding her in my arms so tight, underneath the moonlight. And the sun's up, I'm on my way, I'm making Myrtle Beach memories today. Cruising down the boulevard, I'm singing in and out of every bar. Barefoot landing to the Bowery, I'm making people dance that I see. And the sun's up, I'm on my way, I'm making Myrtle Beach memories today. Standing there, legs in the water and the wind in her hair, holding her in my arms so tight, underneath the moonlight. And the sun's up, I'm on my way, I'm making Myrtle Beach memories today. Oh in the sand today, mama working on that tan, oh yeah. Southbound 17, those southbound memories. Some I'll never forget. One or two I just might regret. But the sun's up, I'm on my way. I'm making Myrtle Beach memories today. Southbound 17, making Myrtle Beach memories. Southbound 17, making Myrtle Beach memories. I'm southbound 17, making Myrtle Beach memories today. Kids playing in the sand today. Mama working on that tan. Oh yeah.
Jesse, I can tell you one thing about the Carolinas and the Grand Strand. There's nothing like mama working on that tan. Oh, yeah. That's all I can say.
See, this normally I ask the question is if you like people, if you like to listen to yourself. See, what you guys can't see that are listening to the show now, because I never do video just because my internet will not allow it. But he's in there dancing to his video and he's making his... I'm sitting there watching him, and I'm like, okay, he likes listening to himself and his music, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I just wish I had a video. I could take the video and show it while you're playing the song and play it.
I'd like to, and I'm saving up for, you know, actual videos, you know, like, you know, just as a song, you know, in the convertible, Southbound 17, the wind blowing through my hair.
Right.
You know, pulling up to the beach, I look to the left, kids playing in the sand, look to the right, mama working on her tan, you know, cruising down the boulevard, you know, they know me at Barefoot Landing in the Bowery, but that's right now. I'm just focusing on the songs. But yeah, Myrtle Beach Memories, it's a great tune. I love it. Now, I haven't, it's been out for a while, and I actually haven't heard it in a while, but I enjoy it every time I hear it. It brings back a lot of great memories. So I think 2 weekends ago, we did it at Dick's Barefoot Landing. Because once again, the guys would rather do, you know, anything but covers. But we did it, and the people really enjoyed it. And they really seemed, they always ask people where they're from, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Michigan, you know, Jersey. And you know, when we do, lay it out. People like it. I'm not giving up on, you know, having the solely front.
It takes a while.
Well, yeah, these guys are just all about, well, let's play this, let's play that. I want to sing this one. You know, I got, you know, there's three of us that sing. And, you know, one guy does Tom Petty, the other guy's the 90s. You know, I do the country. But I'm just plowing along.
Yeah, it's, trust me, I started Yes Ma'am in 2017. It was me and Jordan at the time. I called it a band, even though it was just two of us. And then we brought in Alan to sing, and then we brought in, James to play lead, and then we brought in Patrick to drum. I was like, all right, we got everybody together. But I always make a joke. I tell people I'm going to make a doc, like one of those mockumentary movies, like Spinal Tap, of Yes Ma'am, because how hard it is. We've been through so many drummers and guitarists and singers, and it is hard. And when, as the older you get, it's even harder, because they say it's a young man's game, and I get why. It's not because talent-wise. It's because as you get older, you have more responsibilities. You have kids, and you have soccer practices and wrestling practices. I mean, there's so much that gets in the way of it, that by the time you come back around where you have more time to actually spend on the music, you're older. And let's face it, they don't want to see a lot of older people. So when you go to a bigger like a record company or something, they're looking for the younger talent they can mold and do it that way. And I get it. That's fine. But you can still make a really good living doing music, no matter how old you get, as long as it's good. And your stuff, it reminded me a lot of the 90s country. And a buddy of mine, Keith Burns, he started the band Trick Pony in the 90s. Me and him wrote together, and he got a style a lot like his. So him and like John Snyder does a lot of stuff together, and it reminded me of that. So Keith, if you're listening, that song reminded me of Keith.
I guess not funny you said that, but as I've pitched some of my songs around town, I know that, you know, I'm obviously pitching for younger people to pick it up, or more established people. I mean, I'm really not looking, you know, around Myrtle Beach, Wilmington. Give me the guitar wireless and give me the, and let me just stand on the table. I got a couple weeks. I find, you know, I liked it. The talk out of Nashville is that, you know, I've heard especially about the next song you may play. Picture Perfect seems a little bit dated to the 90s. I'm from the 90s country. I grew up. I mean, it's the best. You know, I like the country music today too. So I was challenged by some people in Nashville to see if I could, and they told me to slow it down a little bit. Things are about balance now. So I just sent in the next single, which is it's going to be a ballad, slowed down, called Know What I Mean. If you ever had somebody walk up to you and say, you know what I mean? Oh, well, you know.
I think of Ernest.
Like, you know what I mean? Well, you know what I mean?
Know what I mean, okay. Vern?
It's a great song. But I hear that a lot, that I'm kind of right towards the 90s. But that's where I'm from. I'm fine with it. I'm getting older. I'm just going to put it out. If I just put it out for me to enjoy. Mm-hmm. But in my heart, I'm putting out the best songs that I have. Myrtle Beach Memories is just, it had to be the first from my heart. Because I'm going to tell you, 2021 and 2022 is really a blessing of great opportunities around town. We've all but disappeared. We do just a couple gigs, and I'm really trying to get out of it and really focus on this. Been there, done it. Been there and done it 2 years. Myrtle Beach Memories, a year and a half ago, we performed it on WNBF Morning TV. They loved it. I was the only member of the band that showed up prepared, and it kind of showed. And I mean, I was really upset at the end of the tape. And, I mean, I was like, 2 weeks to prepare this one song. So, I mean, the struggle is real. And sometimes, sometimes we carry it all on ourselves.
Well, see, I like the song, and I like they talk about like the 90s country. I mean, I don't see that a problem, because if you ask anybody when was the best time of country music, they're going to say the 90s country. The stuff now, it's I don't know. I mean, there's stuff that's good, but it sounds a lot like the same, right? It's kind of the same. They just put this little beat track with it, and then overdrive guitar, turn the gain up, and then they write about the same things. That was kind of the problem with country early on. It was all about trucks and beer, and you know, everything goes in circles. The 90s, they started doing stories. Well, it's always been stories, but the stories were more prevalent and they stood out. And that's what I loved about the 90s. So when I say 90s country, I promise you that is not a dig, because the people nowadays, and I've had this conversation a couple episodes ago, I talked to somebody. When you go to pitch your music, a lot of time you're pitching to younger people, because the big publishers and stuff, they've got a group of kids, and I call them kids because I'm 45 years old. They're going through listening to the music, and they're determining what gets pushed farther to the publisher so they can hear it. Now, it's funny. I sent in a song. Anybody who knows me, I'm horrible with time. I've always been horrible with time. If you give me a drummer, I can catch up. I can do it. That's fine. So I wrote a song in a 3/4 time, because 3/4 is like my enemy. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. It's a passion. It gets me every time. It catches me up. But I wrote a song that way so I'd get used to it. And there's a line in there. It's talking about like they're floating on air. And I swear to you, this girl goes, how can they float on air? And I knew I was wasting my time, because that's what she focused on. And I'm like, that's just, it's a saying, but well, it's outdated. Well, okay. Thank you for your time. So I wouldn't worry about that. I would just play your music, and I think the right people will hear it. And even if they don't, like you said, and you play it for everybody else, they'll like it. You'll get to play your music. And at the end of the day, that's kind of what the goal is as a songwriter and an artist, is just to play it and play it the best you can.
One thing we were talking when I was at the studio, we were talking about how Myrtle Beach, if you shake a tree, a musician's going to fall out of it. You know, Nashville's 100 times that, okay? Mm-hmm. And he says, Scott, he says, there are people living in their cars in this town right now, 7 days a week, trying to make it. If you're not here, it's going to be real hard. And it's real hard. And I've seen a lot of people in the last few years, very talented people. Avery's one beautiful, talented young singer from Fayetteville, come down here to make it in Myrtle Beach, and ended up going back to school. And that story is retold every day, you know, 100-fold in Nashville. But being a coach and being assistant coach on both sides of winning and losing in the locker rooms, when I didn't want to be in there, on the losing side, prepared me you know, for the toughness of it. You know, you just got to believe in your heart and go for it. We rolled into Lewisburg College near Raleigh. They were number two in NJCAA Division I. We were like 117, you know, Community College of Greensboro. Before the game, you know, I was assistant coach then, and I was like, well, you know, what's the coach going to say to our guys? I tell you what, he didn't sell us short on stepping out there and giving it everything we had. Now, we got blown away. But you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, that's prepared me. It's just a really tough business, and I'm just going to keep doing what I do. It's exciting to release a song, and then it can be deflating if nothing happens like we all expect it to happen immediately, and it may never happen at all. But, you know, one of my biggest sayings is never trying is never not knowing.
Right.
You'll never know if you don't try. And that's my focus. I'm really trying to shift away, you know, scouting, fighting for gigs, you know, festivals to bars. It's just I'm trying to get away from it and just spend more time with my family and write and get more songs out. Because I believe in my heart, I have some really good songs coming.
Oh. Well, let's listen to another one. Which one do you want to hear next?
Okay, how about Picture Perfect?
All right, Picture Perfect.
So, real quick, I have 11 songs ready. Mm-hmm. If I had the money, I'd do them all in 2 or 3 days. But I have to save up, I have to save up one song at a time. And, you know, my wife always says, how much? I love you, baby. Okay. So, I had 11 songs ready to go. Myrtle Beach Memories, Nashville Lights, as well as Where's Joe? Picture Perfect just came out of nowhere. Christmas. I was sitting here with my guitar. Just sitting here over Christmas. And somebody had just sent me back. I just heard back from a publisher in Nashville about Myrtle Beach Memories, okay? And it wasn't really, you know, pretty. So I said, I'm going to give him a country song. And Picture Perfect, I wrote it in like 5 minutes, man. Yeah, I just about my childhood, growing up on the old dirt road. Picture Perfect.
Nice. See, and that's to me is, and again, that's honesty. And this comes through songs. And there's like talent is, and I've said this before, is talent is not the end all be all for musicians. Because there's a lot of people that are less talented make it. It's a work ethic. It's a hustle. It's being at the right place at the right time. But you can tell the authentic songwriters when they're up there playing. They may not have the greatest voices. I'm one of those. I don't have the greatest voice, but I live my songs. I can tell you what they are. And that's something that nobody that listens to your music, you know, like the publishers that are listening for a certain style or the next big thing, they're not listening for that. And that's unfortunately the problem, I think, with today's market. And I've said this before, I mentioned it. If I ever won the lottery, this is probably the only way to do it. If I come into money somehow, I would start my own company. I'll start my own record company. And I would be the one that would go out to get the finest people. And my number one criteria that would have to be met is they got to be able to sing live. That's got to be it. You got to be able to play live. Because to me, that if you can play in front of a crowd and you sound good, then when you get in the studio, they're going to fix whatever flaws you have. Doesn't have to be perfect. I don't care about that. I care about are you commanding the stage? Are you singing live well enough that people can feel the music? That's all I care about.
I'm a very passionate performer. A lot of times I've relegated to many instruments and sharing the stage with three different singers. And, you know, they always want to go different directions. I'm going to press on and I'm just do the best I can.
Yep.
You know, the guys are finally, they're like, wow, Scott, you're doing pretty good with your songs up in Nashville. I said, I know, I beg y'all, you know, and it's okay. But, yeah, let's hear Picture Perfect.
Something about driving down by the county line. Old pickup trucks in my heart, on my mind. Dirt road. And it takes me back so far in time. Young country, I was in my prime. You were picture perfect sitting right beside me. Skipping school, skipping rocks, skinny dipping cold water ponds. Summertime never felt so hot. If I only knew way back then how life twists, highways they bend. Trends come, trends go, take me back. Dirt road, something about driving down by the county line. Old pickup truck stuck in my heart on my mind. Dirt road, and it takes me back so far in time. Young country, I was in my prime. You were picture perfect sitting right beside me. Tadpole fishing, baling hay. Oh man, the big one got away. But here comes the farmer's daughter. What more can I say? If I only knew way back then how life twists, sideways they bend. Trends come, trends go, take me back. Down by the county line, old pickup truck stuck in my heart on my mind. Dirt road, and it takes me back so far in time. Young country, I was in my prime. You were picture perfect sitting right beside me. Tadpole fishing, bailing hay. Oh man, the big one got away. But here comes the farmer's daughter. What more can I say? If I only knew way back then how life twists, highways they bend. Trends come, trends go, take me back down the road. Yeah. Something about driving down by the county line, old pickup truck stuck in my heart on my mind.
I like that song.
You know, I really like that song, and it's the low voice. I just, because it's hard when you have a really low voice, there's not many songs, but I really like that song, Jesse. And I'm not just saying that because I wrote it, written it, produced it, singing everything. I really like that song. And, you know, we were talking about floating on air. I was floating on air out of the studio. You can float on air in life, and, you know, I was floating on there, cloud nine, man. We, you know, this is going straight to Kenny Chesney.
Now, did you record that at your studio, you said?
No, I recorded in Nashville.
Okay.
I have a studio out in my shed because I do a lot of things out in my shed.
Okay. I had to build a studio to get away too. I understand.
I do, but I write and record everything right here. Well, I mean, I have my guitar in the house. I mean, I just don't send lyrics. I mean, everything comes from my heart. And I mean, the next song we're going to hear. In a minute, Nashville Lights. Mm-hmm. The only real instrument I really can't play in the studio is lead guitar. I'm a good rhythm. But it's a long way, Tennessee. Hank and Dolly, the Grand Ole Opry. You're about to hear it, man.
Now, but, are you playing the instruments on the recording?
I played on Picture Perfect the drums, and I did not play anything on Myrtle Beach Memories. And now, the few times I've done it live down here around Myrtle Beach, I play guitar. But we don't. There's a difference in the 3 and 4 piece band playing live than a full production studio with slide keys. Okay. So I'm not Kenny Chesney to be able to take that production on the road. But when we play it out, we just leave the lead guitar out of it. Picture perfect. It's about my childhood. I'm getting older, and it's interesting. I sat down my guitar and said, what's every country song have in it? Pickup trucks, dogs, alcohol, beer. I said, okay. I said, how can I tie this song together with relate to any and everybody? I said, what does every state have? What does every town have? What does every city have? I said, every county has a county line. So I said, well, something about driving down by the county line, old pickup truck stuck in my heart, my mind, dirt road. And then it just came together that quick. And then I said, what did I do growing up? Skipping school, skipping rocks, skinny dipping cold water ponds, just everything I did growing up. Farmer's daughter, a lot of trouble right there. It's just a great song. So we play it simple out live, being a 3 and 4 piece band. And when I have the fortune, you know, dealing with other band members who are, you know, we got a classic rock guy in the band, but he's great. He's Eagles and Doobie Brothers. Okay. I got another guy in the band wants to do the 90s. So it's really hard. When I have a full band that's really dedicated to me and my dream, then, you know, it's going to be great because we put on a show here regardless. I mean, we just don't play. We have a show. We engage the crowd. We get the crowd on stage. We have party guitars. You know, I do all kinds of things during the show. It's really fun, but at the same time, I've really backed off of it. And the guys can tell I'm really slowing down because I was the booking manager for 2 years. And, we don't really have much this summer, and I'm really fine with it because floating on there, that could be a song right there. I'm on cloud nine about Picture Perfect. It's just a really good song. But the talk from Nashville was it's 290s. One industry person told me that it had every cliche in it that you could think of. And I said, well, so you just have to take it with a grain of salt because yeah. I believe in my heart the right person will get here one day. Luke Combs just put out Fast Car by Tracy Chapman from the 80s.
Yeah, I heard that.
Now, I like Fast Car. I like the song. But I'm like, Luke Combs, you did a great job. I'm like, are you hungry for music? Give me a call.
All right.
I mean, I'm being serious. I mean, you're putting out a song from the 80s, Fast Car, great song. I mean, in fact, the band was thinking about doing it a while back. I'm like, why don't we do Nashville Lights? I mean, why don't we do Picture Perfect? We're in Myrtle Beach. Let's do Myrtle Beach Memories for everybody. We played last night, and sometimes the conflicts between members of a band is just, we're human. Mm-hmm. We're not all, you know, that's why I left the show last night saying we're human. We're not machines. We all have issues. I mean, nobody's going to be perfect every night, but the leak, it is what it is. But Picture Perfect.
I had to make sure not to move it too much because I didn't want it to jump. I had my interface, I hooked a condenser mic to it. My bassist was playing saxophone. I was recording them. I had to change it.
Myrtle Beach Memories is a song about the happy side of the business as well. You know, kind of the happy experience. Picture Perfect really came out of nowhere, and I'm really excited about the song. I'm up for a Josie for it, and I'm in negotiations and talks with him to perform it at the Opry on the 22nd. You know, open up the show. Welcome to the 2023 Ninth Annual Josie Awards. You know, Picture Perfect, come out swinging. And there, I've already talked to the studio in Nashville. We would feel the full band there. It would be everything I ever wanted. You know, we were talking about Jason Ray earlier. He's a great guy down here, powerful musician in this area. And even he has trouble fielding bands.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's so... The next song you're going to do. So after I did Picture Perfect, I was floating on there, Jesse. I thought I'd hit the moon. And I'm going to be honest with you, it is a really good song. I mean, it's just, it's up there.
You said you slowed it down, right? Because before it was faster than what it was.
Picture Perfect?
Yes.
I'm out driving down.
Didn't you say that was the one you slowed down?
No. After Picture Perfect, I was challenged to do a ballad, you know, something like. Now I wrote a song with. I'm actually gonna have a female record this next one, but the next song recorded coming out of it's going to be a slow ballad because that's what the young people want. You know, there's 90 proof, this 5'9". I'm not knocking any song. I'm just saying it's just right now in the industry, it's kind of a ballady time. And that's what I've been told. They just said Picture Perfect's too upbeat, too kick butt, you know. So, but
that's it. I don't get that. I don't either. Really don't get that. It's too upbeat. How could you?
It's too upbeat. Too predated to the night. I've had, you know, too cliche, and that's okay because I mean, I'm not gonna put all my eggs in one basket, you know, I'm not gonna let, you know, you have to take it with a grain of salt. But the next song you're gonna play, Nashville Lights, I started toying with about the dark side of this business, and there is a dark side of the business. Mm-hmm. There are people that and musicians that do not want to see you do well. There are places that will not book you based on who you are, who you know, who you don't know. I mean, it's a really brutal business, and you have to have really thick skin. And I have really thick skin. I'm not going to sell out, you know, and I've always stayed true to myself. There have been a few places to tell me to leave, not because we didn't sound good, because, you know, I'm just not the certain behaviors of the people there. You know, I'm just not going to sell out to play anywhere. I'm going to stay true to who I am in my music. And that's really what I'm going to focus on. So Nashville Lights is about the dark side of the business. I've crawled in and out of every bar. And I'm losing my voice because I played and sang last night outside. But it's about the dark side of the business. And I don't know if you had a chance to hear it yet.
No, but I listened to like a few minutes when I was flipping things through. So I heard little bit. But I wanted to wait to get the whole feel when I talked to you.
All the months I've been out in my shed or walking around the house, you know, playing it in my head and finally getting into the studio. I'm a biggest critic. Mm-hmm. I mean, on stage, I'm gonna put on a show. I mean, I'm gonna tell you what. I mean, you know, I always tell the guys, corporate's gonna hear about this. And they always know that I'm corporate, you know what I'm saying? And that was a joke for years. I mean, one wrong, I mean, I have expectations, you know. Mm-hmm. Towards the end of 2 years of running hard, we were tired. Okay, we were really getting tired. So Nashville Lights. So we're gonna hear it probably the third time I've heard it since the studio. And you know, I walked out of the studio and came home. I don't know what to think about Nashville Lights. In my heart, it's the song I wrote. It's the business. But, you know, I'm just still hung up on how good Picture Perfect is.
Yep. We all have our favorites, but we're going to listen to it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to mute us and let's play some Nashville Nights. I got to share the screen first so you can see it.
I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. I did. I had to put you on because it's in, you sent it to me, so it's not available yet. So guys, you're listening. Well, by the time that this episode comes out, it'll be out. But we're getting the first listen to Nashville Lights.
It's a long way, Tennessee. Hank and Dolly, the Grand Ole Opry. Chasing dreams, just roll the dice. Yeah, live one life, and lightning strikes twice on a Nashville night. Tongue drive, lower Broadway. Bar after bar, show after show. End of a run, no place to go home. Music grows hot, it feels so cold. Breaks your heart, it steals your soul. Drive, lower Broadway. whiskey, Willie smoking weed. Draws you in, never to be the same. The legends of country will always call you.
I really like that song, and I so wish that I could do video, because you guys, you don't see him dancing and playing guitar and bringing me big old dogs.
I tell you what, I'm thinking about renting out one of the venues I play in and having a video of me singing it. I mean, I really want, if there's anybody out there who's interested in a band, I really need guys interested, because it's just a struggle. It's a great song. I'm still torn about it. I mean, really, just to myself, I like it. But I'm already on to the next song.
Yeah.
I'm already on to the next one. I've already challenged myself. And that's one thing I always take with me. That one thing my father always told me, you know, never give up and challenge yourself. And, you know, taught me how to do a lot, change the tire, taught me everything, anything, everything I can read. But my dad was there. You know, I'm just challenging myself on to the next song. But Nashville Lights, because I'm going to tell you, it's a learning process for me. When I come down here and I'm going to be in a band, and it was all about just having fun. Mm-hmm. You know, Doobie Brothers, you know, whatever, the country. And we had a lot of fun. You know, Wagon Wheel, everybody loves Wagon Wheel.
No, I hate Wagon Wheel.
But, you know, everybody, they hold their hand. So, it's all about just having fun. But as I've grown, I'm really talking about that shift. You know, really shifting to, I saw a lot of people come to Myrtle Beach to make it as a musician and wash out, because it's really it's a hard job, loading up, fighting traffic, unloading, performing, giving it your all to nobody or to everybody. It's a lot easier to give it to y'all than to everybody.
Right.
But, you know, we've all been there to play to nobody, but you still have to give it your all. And then loading up at the end of the night and driving home and unloading, it's a job. And, I've seen a lot of people wash out. My experiences in Nashville is it's Myrtle Beach 100 times. We're all chasing the dream. We all want that one hit. I mean, we all do. We chasing dreams. You have to roll the dice.
Yep.
You just have to roll the dice and have to get down and talk like this, you know, and talk in my deep voice. Nashville Lights. I don't know what to think about it. I like it. I'm just on to the next song called Know What I Mean. Do you know what I mean?
See, that's the thing. Like, you mentioned a couple of things in there, but being on to the next, that's kind of the, unfortunately, mentality of people now, because they lose their attention span, right? And you have to kind of pump it out singles, and they always tell you, what is it, 3 months after your song is out, you're on to the next. You play it, on to the next. As an artist, you got to be obvious, because you got to sing it and you got to play. I love your voice, man. I think you got a great voice. And that song, I think, is a really, really good song. Will they take it and say, oh, bring it to Nashville? If they think your stuff is 90s, I can tell. I can see why. But I don't see what's wrong with that, because it's fun. It's a good story. It's good music. It sounds good. Look at what they still listening to. People, when you go do, you've seen it with the cover shows. They want to do 60s and 70s, and they want to hear music that stands the test of time. They're not asking you to turn around now and do Luke Combs or hell, who's Morgan Wallen or anything like that. They're asking you to do older stuff.
Every once in a while, I'll get a 40-plus-year-old inebriated woman. She'll scream, play Morgan Wallen. But, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm really struggling, because Jesse, the vision's there for me. It's just, I don't have the team around me right now. I mean, the studio musicians are great. It's just, I really wish I could go out to my shows and do my songs.
Yeah.
I'm working on it. Yep. I'm working on it. You know, just like last night, so all I can do is keep trying. But yep. Nashville Lights, we're all chasing the dream. We're all chasing that dream.
I actually wrote a song for a songwriter called Let Me Dream, because she was having doubts about, she was a great songwriter, great musician, but people were giving her a hard time. And I'm like, you know what? You're too good to listen to people that say that, because you're going to get that regardless, because you're in a spotlight. So in your spotlight, people want to pick at everything that you have. And so in my line, one of the lines was, "Let me dream my dreams the way I want to."
Yep, that's great. You know, I feel like I'm living my dream. I live the dream as far as a touring musician, and that's great. I'm getting too old for it. So I'm really, you know, this is the year. And then, you know, we're 6 months in, heading for 7 months in. And, you know, I'm really, this is going to be my major focus. And, you know, I'm excited about the upcoming Josie's, and I hope they let me perform. I would really love to perform live at the Josie's. I'll know about that in the next week or two. I think the only way I'm going to get any video of me actually doing my songs live is to rent out a venue and just have a video shoot, because, you know, we have a set list. It's really hard to convince people cover. We're a cover band. So I'm Scott Blackman.
Yeah.
That's who I'm Scott Blackman. I don't want to be Strange Brew anymore. I don't want to be BC, which was Blackman Christensen, you know, Beach Billy Brothers, all these bands. I don't want to be just Scott Blackman. And or I wouldn't mind getting my song to somebody who's, it's okay to be unknown.
Mm-hmm.
But it'd be nice, you know, if somebody took the song to run with it. It's a really hard business, Jesse. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah, and we talked about a little before about like the band. That's always been my biggest thing, is the live stuff. I got to be live. So I'll let you hear my stuff later. But we're not done yet, Scott. We have a couple more things I'd like to play on the game. Now, I told you earlier that there's a cover challenge. If you want to do it, I know you want to push your stuff, so you don't have to. But if you want to do the cover challenge, I have a song for you to do your way. I'm gonna share the screen with you. And I said, there's no time limit. You do it whenever you want to, and if you don't, that's fine. It's a cover by Hank Williams Jr. He did it. It's an old blues song called "You Can't Judge a Book by Looking at Its Cover."
What do you want me to do?
Whenever you get a chance, if you ever sit down and you want to write and you're like, can't think of anything, take this song and make it your own.
Hold on. Okay.
I'm going to play it for you. Have you ever heard it?
I don't know. I was getting ready to write it down. I start looking for the chords and you know, pull up the tabs and stuff.
It's under a blues. It's under a blues musician, but this is the song I'm going to share. I'm not going to mute it, but it's a very bluesy song the way Hank did it. But you look it up, it's an old blues song.
Boogie. Too quick to judge somebody. You might end up with your foot in your mouth. You can't judge an apple by looking at a tree. You can't judge a honey by looking at a bee. You can't judge a daughter by looking at the mother. You can't judge a book by looking at the cover.
So that song is, it's under his Montana Cafe. It's Hank Williams Jr. is under Montana Cafe album.
You know, this is amazing. And so I've never heard that song. I just wrote it down.
Mm-hmm.
But that follows. Follows that blues beat.
Yep.
Okay. Now they can't hear it. And that's the same beat I'm using for my fifth single called Where's Joe? And it's up early, late for work, stuck in traffic, boss is a jerk. If I hit one more red light, turning around, I'm taking the hike, where's Joe? Now it's going to be a little bit higher pitched song, sand, salt, and sea, where's Joe? Breeze, palm trees. Drunk as a skunk, singing, woman, can't you see? Where's Joe? That's where you'll find me. So that's going to be my fifth song called Where's Joe? It's going to be a drinking song. The third verse is about, at this time, make sure you have your drink in your hand and be ready, because this goes out to all those who we loved and lost. May our days shine bright, and we'll raise one for you every night. And he talks about, here we go, Joe's gone, but we're still here. Just like that old man, we're going to raise our glass and cheer. To all you ever said at a red light that said, hell with this, turned around and took a hike. Where's Joe?
Yep.
And I wrote that sitting at the stoplight Myrtle Beach last year. I was sitting at the stoplight going to a gig. I said, if I hit one more red light, I'm turning around. I said, where's Joe?
Yep.
It's got that same blues beat to it. That's great. Yes, I'll check that out, man.
Sure. Now, like I said, before we get into our kind of a 20 question kind of game, because we've been talking about an hour or so, so we know a little bit about you. Tell everybody where they can find you first. All your social media, all that website stuff, whatever you want them to find.
Okay. So once again, I'm Scott Blackmon, MON, and pretty much I'm just on Facebook. I know people keep telling me to get into the Instagram and Twitter and DocTic and get into all these things that are way above my head to really push myself. I know I'm selling myself short and shooting myself in the foot by not having all these, taking advantage of all these platforms. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't really know a lot about them. You know, I can sing, play, and write. But right now, I'm just on Scott Blackmon on Facebook, and I keep telling people I will work on all these other platforms. But I'm just pretty simple, and the Scott Blackmon in Ocean Isle Beach, North Carolina.
Yep. See, now I know that I've had the same kind of talk with people. Like, I'm social media is horrible, but it's one of those necessary evils that you got to use because it's a tool. TikTok is one of the things where people, if you can find reels or make yourself music video, that's where you're going to find, I think, I've heard it a lot, that's where you find more and more recognition, because you'll get different people listening besides the same old companies, record companies and publishers that are listening to the same stuff, and they got thousands and thousands of stuff coming in, sounds the same, they just got to pick which one. But TikTok is one. So yeah, you should definitely look into it. I'm as big as a proponent as I'm not using it. It is kind of necessary for music and for getting heard.
You're the second individual to tell me that TikTok is the major platform that I need to be on. I think Zach Bryan and another gentleman were discovered through TikTok and Reels. Again, the biggest problem for me is having the band that would want to go out and play my material. But I'm going to be honest with you, the guys are starting to catch on. They're starting to like, I think Scott's on to something. Well, yeah. This is pretty good, Scott. And I said, I've been screaming at y'all for 2 years, and my wife and Jesse. I mean, the honest truth, the only people that have believed in me recently, well, are my dogs. I mean, I hate to say it like that, but I mean, there are times my wife says, there are times I walk outside at night, and I'm like, what am I doing? And why am I doing this? And then it's what I like to do. And if I don't try it, I'll never know. But I think my wife's starting to come around a little bit, just a little.
Oh yeah. My wife is exactly the same way. She is she has no problem telling me when something is horrible, but she's got her own style. I'm very outlawish kind of music, the way I play. I just am. That's just what I do. That's how I grew up. I grew up with a biker family, and I grew up the roughneck, and that's what I understand. That's what I lived. And so she doesn't like that style of music, but some of my music she does like, but she has no problem telling me, Jesse, you're off key. You sound bad. I'm like, okay.
I've heard that before. It says, get out of the song, end the song. Well, you know, we're human. Like I said, I mean, after three nights of singing or something, sometimes we're tired. Or, you know, our fingers are tired, wrists are tired. I mean, you can't play the keys or drums. We just came off like four nights of playing, and last night it really showed. And I just told the guys this morning in a group conference, let it go. Just let it go. I said, we're not machines, guys. Let it go. We were tired. And we were tired last night. So I'm excited. You know, I'm glad you mentioned earlier about slow down on these songs and breathe the air, maybe myself. And, you know, maybe me putting a lot of pressure on myself. I mean, you know, I'm my biggest critic, and I put a lot of pressure on myself. And I'm sure other people do too. You know, just slow down. But is this a slow down world? I mean, really? I mean, you know, it's.
Should be. It's not, but it should be.
You know, just like the song, you know, time played a trick on me. Asphalt and concrete's all I see. I remember growing up, at least I'll try to put a little less pressure on myself and just my main focus is just trying to build a band around my songs and get away from the cover bands. I mean, that's really where my heart's been for the last couple of months.
And yeah.
So the other night I got to play guitar, which is rare. It was great. I get bored on drums or keyboards all the time, but yeah, I finally got to play guitar for a whole show. It was wireless. I was standing on tables and I'm going to post a video. It was great.
Yeah, I'm too big to stand on tables. I'd go through the damn thing.
Well, they knew I was going to do it. I walked off stage. I said, I've been waiting 2 years to get my hands on a wireless guitar, guys, for one show. It's just, it's a mess. I tell you, dealing with other people, because we all have something different and unique to bring to the table. And when we're on, we're really good, but, you know, we're human. Nashville Lights. I don't know what to think about it, Jesse. I mean, it's fresh. It don't get no fresher.
Yeah, it's good. I liked it. That was a really good song. I mean, we mentioned it before, like we were talking when I was doing work, you had texted me, we were going back and forth about being our own critics and worrying about it. I mean, and that's kind of songwriter's mentality, but I'm telling you, listening to it as a outside observer, listening to it, I liked it. You know, I took my, you see behind me, it's kind of my studio. I'm building a studio. But I had to stop building that so I could build a damn house over there, her room. I took my 4-car garage and split it in half. There you go.
I believe I panned a few of my dogs in the screen earlier on you that the audience can't see. But yeah, my wife, I'm like, baby, I love my dogs and my cats. I mean, I really love them, but can you please stop bringing them home?
I've had a conversation with my wife.
Because it's 100% my responsibility. And, you know, I accept the responsibility, but at the same time, I'm getting older and I'm trying to pursue my music career. But yeah, a house full of dogs and I love them. You're driving down the road, see a sign or something, you know, ideas come in our heads, you know, what to write about. You know, it's just amazing with the things. But I have 111 songs sitting here and seven of them. I'm really going to try to put out, and I'm really looking forward to 2024. And I don't know. I don't really like the name Scott Blackman Band, but I am Scott Blackman. It's my songs. It's me. It's who I am. I mean, it's my fiber. I just didn't write the lyrics. Okay. I went in there. I want it like this. I want it like that. You know what I'm saying? Let's do it again. You know, I'd like to feel really just move towards my own band and just, and it may or may not happen, but I'm going to keep putting songs out, the songs I feel like are worthy. Just like Nashville Lights. I mean, Picture Perfect was a no-brainer. It wasn't even the 11 that I have, you know, sitting here that I'm like, you know, I'm getting old, it's now or never. The Picture Perfect is, but you know, sometimes you put a song out and you're just like, you know, that's how I am with Nashville Lights. But I mean, when the chorus comes in, you know, I was mowing earlier with my headphones in, listening to it. Yeah, I probably listened to it a couple of times, okay? And, you know.
I do that too. Don't feel bad.
we'll let people judge. You know, it's just, somebody told me a while back, I'm in this for the wrong reason. And I said, oh, really? Not knowing that as 2 years as a booking manager and the band manager, taking care of the gigs, dates, promos, okay, the videos, and trying to do mine on the side, it's a lot of work trying to keep a band cohesive, make sure we're all here and there, you know. So you just show up, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't know what goes on behind this, and it's like, I'm like, okay, I'm sorry I lost my train of thought there, thinking about the band and the turmoil and the fun we've had for 2 years, but it's a lot of work.
Well, I've had fun talking to God. This has been pretty fun.
It's been great too. I mean, I was really kind of nervous. I mean, see, that's another thing. On stage, I'm not nervous. I mean, I'm a different person on stage, and you know, I'm just really excited. I mean, I'm trying to be excited. You know, I'm a different person on stage. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna tell you what. I mean, just, and you know, yeah. Now I'll do like that to one of my guys. Cause I mean, you know, come on, man. Did this stuff in our sleep by now, but it's a challenge. Life's a challenge. Every day's a challenge. You know, just, I'd like to tell anybody that's listening, just, you know, don't give up. We have our good days and bad days. I didn't want to not try because, you know, a couple of years, you know, I'd look back and, you know, the what ifs, there's been a few what ifs. If you get to my age, you've had a few what ifs, and I'm fortunate now that I can put everything into it. And I know what I was going to say, that I will do better social media and, you know, really trying to get me more in my songs on Facebook. And I'm really trying to get away from the cover bands. But Myrtle Beach is a cover band town. 100 bands out there. But Jesse, I appreciate it too. My wife would tell me to shut up by now if she was home.
Nope. And we're not quite done yet. So like I said, we've talked and got some music stuff in you, but what I have here is called, I always call it the Wheel of Death. It's a spin the wheel kind of game. It's like a 20 questions, but it's not really 20 questions because one of them is always good advice, but you gave some. So let's see what the wheel has for us.
Right.
What is the soundtrack of your life?
The soundtrack of my life. Now, could it be like a song or like a...
Yeah, anything you want it to be.
Well, immediately it came to the Eagles, Life in the Fast Lane. Life in the Fast Lane. And, you know, yeah, I grew up Life in the Fast Lane. And I'm still here.
It's funny you say that. I've said this on a podcast before, but the first song that I ever remember hearing on the radio was Heartache Tonight by the Eagles. Yeah. And I love the Eagles. That's what taught me how to play guitar was the Eagles. I would take their chord progressions and write my music to it.
That's what I usually do too. I use that GCD minor chord to write a song. But then I was also told at the studio, can you write something that's not in the key of G? So I was like, okay, I'll start going down the bridge chord. I'll make it a little harder on myself. But Life in the Fast Lane. I mean, I'm fortunate at 54 years old to still be here, having lost many friends and family, and Life in the Fast Lane.
If you had a time machine, where would you go?
I'd probably go back to this time, this girl who one of my all-time loves in my life said, back off, and I didn't back off. I doubled down, and looking back, I should have just backed off.
Right.
Because I ran into her years later, she said, if you'd have just backed off and gave me time. So yeah, just many times like that in my life. You know, I'm pretty simple from North Carolina. I haven't really traveled much in my life. So I mean, you know, as far as traveling, you know, just go back and fix that.
Yep. Okay. That's good. Okay. You say you do a lot of covers. So what's the first song you learned to play?
Ventura Highway by America.
Okay. The first thing I ever remember learning to play was Stairway to Heaven, and only the intro.
Yeah. Well, the rest of the band can go take a smoke break. I don't smoke or drink, but I mean, you know, for the first 5 minutes of that song, that's usually when you see the band disappear. You know, they come back on Stairway to Heaven. That's the first girl I made out to. I don't know if I should mention her name or not. We'll just say Angela, Pittsboro, Chatham County. I made out to her to Stairway to Heaven. So floating on air right there, Jesse.
That's there you go. Maybe who knows, you may be listening and you're getting a phone call. Okay. All right. One more question for you. This is a good one. You know, you already do the advice thing. So, but who would play you in the movie of your life?
I guess for the audience, they'd have to find me on Facebook, but seeing how The Rock looks like me. Okay. Here's the deal. And this is the truth straight up. I'm a cross between The Rock and Vin Diesel, but I'm just better looking than both of them. So, you know, and yes, I can smell what The Rock is cooking. So, you know, of course, my wife says I look like Jason Statham. I said, I don't care. Man, I'm The Rock.
And do you watch wrestling? Do you love wrestling too? Because I love
wrestling. Well, I used to. I do watch it now, but it's just, you know, I grew up to Dusty Rhodes, Ric Flair, Chief Wahoo McDaniels, okay, in the 70s. And then, you know, Sting and Hulk Hogan, and then. You know, not as big as I used to, but, you know, you remember back in the heyday, they were talking about the 90s, you know, back when WrestleMania used to come through Greensboro, and I'd be right there.
I used to go to the Omni with my grandfather all the time.
Yeah. I don't even know. The Omni's probably not even there anymore, is it?
Not. No. The hotel, they built a hotel, like they built around the hotel, but yeah, the Omni itself is what they did for wrestling. It's not there anymore.
Yeah. Takes me back to my son. He says, Dad, I'm done with wrestling. I said, you're done getting choked out because you're not committed enough to put in extra practice. I'm tired of seeing you getting choked out. You know, go run cross country, man. Yeah.
Yeah. My daughter wants to get like bigger and muscular. We had a girl when I was in school. She was like the leg deadlift was a deadlift or squat. I can't remember. She was like a champion. She was like squatting 1,000 pound or deadlift. I mean, she was strong. She was, and I said, she was just, she would kick your ass in a heartbeat. There's certain, you know, they say, oh, boys are stronger than girls. And for the most part, they usually are. They get bigger and stronger. But this girl, I'm telling you, there wasn't many boys stronger than her. She would whoop your ass and you would like it. There's just nothing you could do about it.
Sometimes we like that. Music is a very challenging, I don't know if you call it career, hobby. I struggle with it. Most times you can be, it's really depressing.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't let it get to you. You know, there are times when it's, you know, you're floating on the air, but I see the struggle everywhere. There's a lot of us out here working hard, man. It's just not me. I mean, you know, I tell everybody again, man, just don't give up. Just, you know, don't bring cheese to the table. Okay. I mean, just be real. I mean, if you have something in your heart, you can really believe and feel in it, man, do it. It's been a very interesting couple of years. I don't know where it's going to take me. I don't know where it's going to go. I am looking forward to being at the Grand Ole Opry in October. It's going to be a dream. I mean, you know, win or lose, I've already prepared myself. You know, yes, it'd be a little disappointment. And so I'm prepared on that angle. I mean, Picture Perfect is a great song. You know, to be honest with you, how am I going to wrap up 2023? You know, my second single's doing pretty good. And I finally got my third one out. People always tell me, Scott, even the rich people struggle. Well, great. I said, well, how'd you like to be poor and struggling? Look, I mean, that doesn't make me feel any better. Look, right. I was in education for a long time and I love it. And I'd like to think I did a lot of good in it. It's not a lot of money in it and it's okay. You know, my brother is about my same age. He went into aviation. He's a 33-year airline pilot and, you know, he did very well.
Yeah.
So I just, you know, for me, my biggest struggle is just finding people to believe in me, you know, aside from Party, Myrtle Beach. It takes time. It takes about 5-6 months for me to save up for a song. I'm just going to keep plowing along.
Yep.
Just going to keep plowing along. I mean, as long as I'm here.
Yep. Well, that's a good thing. So, again, Scott, thank you for coming on the show. Uh-huh. I'm going to talk to you off air, but tell everybody one time where they can find you at. All your social media. Well, you said social media. You got like one, but go ahead and tell them all that. Tell them what you got.
Well, guys, I'm Scott Blackman from Ocean Isle Beach, North Carolina. I'd like to thank Jesse for having me tonight, and I'd like to wish everybody well. You can find me on Facebook, Scott Blackman, M-O-N. And once I get it together, hopefully you'll see me out and about somewhere soon, or at least hear my music out somewhere soon. And I'd just like to say God bless everybody, and God bless America. I grew up saying that. I'm going to say that as long as I'm here.
Perfect. Thank you, Scott. Everybody, this is George Songbird. That's Scott Blackman.